They're taking the Hobbits to Spodcast 11.
So there we go. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How exciting. Anyway.
Big right. Hello and shout out from us podcasters to you listeners.
Yes,
sorry we're late.
We apologise.
Yeah, we missed another one.
It was trains, Gov.
Yeah. We missed another one, but this time it was due to all manner of circumstances. And
it was due mainly to Jared's selfishness in actually having a bloody birthday, the bastard.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I put it down to circumstance and pomp.
I put it down to it just didn't happen because everybody was busy that week.
Yeah. Nothing technical busy. This time. It was just purely people stuff.
We don't have any problems anymore.
Please. Everybody was doing something else on at least one night of the week and it didn't happen.
And for me, that was staggering around the streets of Paris.
Drunk. With your rock star friends.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That is pretty much what happened. But it was fun.
Which is what you do it for, one would hope.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm just being given a nice cardigan because it's cold.
It's a bit chilly.
It's a bit chilly. Oh, and I missed the
other. Oh, with all those burning cars.
Yes, to clarify, for those of you who've been watching the news, the riots in Paris aren't actually in Paris.
No.
They are the width of Paris away from Paris. They're in the suburbs, which would normally be called
And this is a part of the problem, because Parisians would not let that sort of person live in Paris. And I think therein actually lies the issue.
hang on a minute. Jared lives in Paris. What's that about then?
Technically, I don't.
Oh, right, okay.
But that's I have right. A tube station. I have a metro station at the end of my street.
Oh, right.
I'm on the outside of the peripherique, but I'm on the inside of the metro.
Named after you, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're...
It's called Le Fraggle.
Yep. No, Boulogne-Billancourt, which is where I am, is in the bottom left of Paris. It's just outside the peripherique, but it's inside the limits of the metro stations.
So yeah, a bit like Ivry, when I lived in Ivry.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a bit further, but yeah.
Yep. It counts as Greater Paris and is called Paris. It doesn't count as banlieue, even though technically it is. But it's not.
Yeah, because it's on the outside of the...
And it doesn't have what we call HLM. Or HLM, which is the equivalent of council housing, where low-cost housing and tower blocks are put up. Places like Fontenay-sous-Bois that you should be aware of.
Yeah.
Those sorts of places would count as...
And the two Ronnies.
Yep.
The two Ronnies.
Ronnie II.
These are the outsides of Paris that are... They have a
no
postcode that begins
tread.
With 90-something or 70-something that isn't 75.
Yeah.
And that's where the troubles are. So don't worry, stop sending me emails saying, are you all right? Are the riots affecting you? I couldn't be further away from them anywhere else in the city. I mean...
Yeah. Anywhere else in France?
Well, that's not quite true.
Mm.
If I live in Marseille or somewhere like that, I'd be very, very far away from them. Well, then there's Hudson down
no,
there.
No, you wouldn't, because they're happening down in Toulouse and everything, so you wouldn't be that far away. And
very
they are
true.
Spreading like wildfire.
Oh, God.
Oh, but yes. The one thing I did notice about the riots was the BBC finally cleared up their translation. On the BBC site, they had Sarkozy describing the rioters as scum, which was a very, very poor translation of the word racaille. They eventually came up with the word rabble, which is an exquisite...
They didn't just mean scum?
No, it means rabble.
Okay.
It's an exquisite translation of racaille is rabble. We were discussing it earlier and thought, wow, really, really good translation. It's best than we thought. We thought rascal is the literal translation, but...
Well, yeah, that's rabble, what I would have said.
Yeah, rascal is the literal...
Ruffians!
Yeah, but rabble is a really good translation.
It is, that is nice.
I expect BBC's French correspondents got in touch with them saying, stop saying scum. It doesn't mean scum. So good for
just
them.
Just implies it.
Yeah. It implies it, which is exactly what that kind of guy is like.
Yeah. I thought that the great thing about the reporting on the Beeb was the first person they asked seemed to be the mayor of Ivry.
Your old mayor.
My old mayor, who is mayor of a place that has something like 60% immigrant population. He knows what of he speaks.
Isn't he North African as well?
I'm not sure.
No, but I think he's one of the first Arabic North African mayors. No, there's nothing wrong with being North African. But the French
he couldn't be an MP, could he? Because there are none. I think was one of the points that the BBC made.
True. However, the French have this guy that apparently they really quite like, who's called Zinedine Zidane. Some people might have heard of him. He plays football or something.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he plays with balls, doesn't he?
Yeah, he kicks balls around and is possibly one of the finest players.
So what you're saying is he's a ruffian.
And he is Algerian, a French Algerian, which means that it was exceedingly difficult for them to retain their inherently racist points of view while the greatest player of the beautiful game is French. And also North African, so they that kind of did a lot.
Wasn't there another particularly popular gentleman doing sports when we were living over there years back?
Yep.
With dreadlocks and everything.
Yeah, but he was a tennis
Yannick
player.
Noah?
He was a tennis player. Yeah. He's now a singer.
He's now a singer. Yes, that's right. That's right.
They love him.
Yeah. So it's a bit like John Boris Becker.
That was
Megan.
Happy birthday, Megan. Shall we move on to the bits we forgot?
That was a thought.
Yes, though, before we get to the letters, we ought to apologise sincerely for forgetting birthdays.
Yeah.
We forgot to say happy birthday to our brother.
That's all right, he's miles away. You don't want
to get
mind.
He's in Thailand.
Yeah, what's he going to do? Walk over and thump us? He's
send a lady boy?
Yeah.
He'd probably throw a ping pong your way.
Ew!
Lovely.
Without using his hands.
Yes, for those who don't get that reference, we're not going to link to anything even remotely connected to it. So,
apart from maybe...
Ask a friend.
We won't. Google.
No, ask a friend.
Ask a friend.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's all you need to see.
But I'd say Google for it, but not at work.
No. Just anyway. Watch Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Yes. Right, so, yes, birthdays. There were other people, weren't there?
There were. I've forgotten them all, of course.
If it was Scots, it was Tea Blacks.
Yep, there was Scots, there was Gribbley, there was Sith.
There was Gribbley, there was Tea Black. Of course, the three of them, yes. Aeneas was yesterday.
Yep, there was Megan, sorry.
Aeneas, you know, one of your customers stuck.
Oh, that one, oh, yes. I only know them by their real names, you know.
Well, say happy birthday.
We don't. Yeah.
Sorry?
Say happy birthday anyway. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was a goodly amount of birthdays have been had, and we missed them.
Yes.
So now we've caught up. Anyway, that's it. We can now move on to the...
Letters!
They're more
or
pressing.
Emails. We're yet
emails.
To have a letter.
Oh, yeah, no postal because we haven't got an address.
That's
yeah,
right.
Would you want to put your address?
God, no!
if anyone wants to send us letters...
Maybe that's why nobody's...
Go to, yes, could be. But go to the ShedServer.net site. ShedServer.net, have a look at the contact page. My address is, or my postal address is on there.
Yeah, because ShedServer...
Send a letter there, it will get to me eventually.
Oh yeah, and sharedserver.net. They're great.
They do all our hosting.
And just to say, if there's anyone out there thinking of doing a podcast and is worried about hosting it, drop me an email because I'm in a very good mood at the moment.
Lovely.
Jared, so you started crackling.
That was my knuckles.
No,
you're
that's
still
definitely
you're
your
still
microphone.
Crackling.
Is my microphone crackling?
You are
crackling. Yeah, every time you talk.
Oh, bugger. I'm hosting the Skype conference.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, well.
Shall I just sit back like this and hope it stops?
It's not.
It hasn't.
No. You need to get yourself a new mic.
Yeah.
Oh, just hit it. Yeah, that'll help.
Let me see. I've got my other mic, my old microphone.
It's painful. Anyway, while Jared's looking for another mic, hello? Okay. We just had some sort of power cut type thing, which disconnected my internet connection briefly. So bear with me a minute, and we'll get back to you when my connection comes back up, which hopefully won't be very long. Won't be long. Okay, we're back. Hello.
I'll take away your bucket.
So yes, we're back recording, and I apologise for that. I don't know what happened, but my machine's managed to survive, so this is all good.
Yay! Marvellous. So that was a power cut, was it?
It was a brief something or other. Likely a surge, I would have thought, than a power cut.
Here's something I learned very early on in sysadmining. Always connect your routers, switches, and other stuff like that to the same UPS your computers are on.
UPS? You think USP. I have a UPS?
Okay, moving swiftly on.
Anyway, yes, right, back to the letters.
Yes, or starting the letters, in fact, which we haven't done
yes,
yet.
Actually, yes, yes. Ah, dear. Okay, Zach. Zach, if you remember, was on a couple
Zach
of weeks ago.
Wrote in.
Names that begin with Z.
Yes, he did, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
He forgot his own grandmother.
Yes.
No, her own grandmother.
He did.
A grandmother yesterday.
Amber's grandmother.
Plans.
Zella.
Yes, and I'm so glad his plans for his daughter's name have changed.
Like Zuzu.
Oh, please tell me. Please tell me it's changed.
What's wrong with Zuzu?
Zuzu, when you're like 10, would you expect to survive school?
Have you never seen Life is
Zuzu?
It's a Wonderful Life.
I have not, no.
My goodness. Anyway, it's a Wonderful Life is supposedly a really good film that lots of people have seen because it's one of the most famous films of all time ever, apparently.
I only know about it because of Red Dwarf, so.
Right, that's really sad.
Well, you know.
And in that, his daughter is called Zuzu, and there's a famous indie band called Zuzu's Petals that name themselves after the petals that Zuzu, his daughter, gives him that he puts in his pocket. So,
isn't Zuzu a friend of the Little Green Man?
The Green Cross Code guy?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response, apart from...
Anyway...
Yes. The kids cartoon, Little Green Man.
Nope.
No.
And Zoom Zoom.
Oh, Zoom Zoom.
Yeah.
Green Giant? No?
He's dead.
Is he?
The Green Giant, man, died recently. Yeah, the guy who did the ho-ho-ho died recently.
I swear he was Father Christmas at Christmas.
He was Father Christmas as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, listen to that ho-ho-ho and you know. It's got to be.
Ho, Green Giant died of old age.
Anyway.
It was on the BBC site. Oh, God, that's...
Who died of old age? The person that sang it?
No, the guy who says, ho, Green Giant.
I very much doubt it is, but I don't care.
The guy's dead.
Wow.
His kids are still mourning. They're not going to sue us.
The copyright's still alive.
75 years old.
Anyway. It doesn't mean that the Burger Wars are going to be published. Cursing Earth and the like.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, what was next? Ninja
cinemas.
Kittens.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, cinemas
before
are shit.
Before we go on to that, Zach made a comment about cinemas. When they went to see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I thought was quite disappointing, but we might talk about that later, some complete unsocialised wanker sat behind us and hooted like a hyena at every single joke. Inside or not. Okay. Finally, some woman with a
you would imagine
than
it.
Yours truly had the temerity.
It's a big word.
Yeah, I was there. Hey, thank you.
Four syllables.
It's been a long, hard day. To turn around and say, sir, would you please mind not laughing so loudly? Yes.
Yes.
I can understand that.
You could argue on the other hand, though.
You'd get spanked. If you did that in the UK, you'd definitely get spanked.
You could argue, though, couldn't you, on the other hand, that, you know, you pay your dollar to go and see a comedy. If you don't laugh, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And if you do laugh, you get told to shut up. I mean, it's just cinema. Say shit.
There's a difference between laughing and hooting like a hyena.
Yep.
But maybe that's his laugh.
And what was the next mail then, Scott?
Next mail, Megan! Megan, we like Megan.
Oh, Megan's Viking kittens and ninjas and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, ninja kittens.
I'm going to have to look kittens. That one up as well. By the way, listeners, wonderful, helpful listeners, I pulled the short straw tonight and have to do the show notes. So I'm having to, every time you mention anything, I have to look up the links.
So it'll be my turn next time. I did do it for like the first nine.
Until we got a guest.
Get into that now. Anyway.
We should get ourselves another guest next week to do notes for us.
Yeah. His podcast intern to do our show notes.
He did a good job.
He did.
Anyway.
Intern.
Stagiaire.
The word is bitch.
Okay.
Anyway.
Be-off.
The kittens thing. The
Be-otch.
Kittens thing is all about. Is it Joel?
Joel Veitch. Yep.
Joel Veitch, who is of dancing kittens fame, has apparently done ninja kittens. So I'm sure Jared will dig out a link to that.
Oh yes, it's on the Vita website.
Post it.
It would be. Yeah. But I think I prefer the relaxed one. What is it?
Okay.
Be calm or calm or whatever it is. I don't know, I'll put that one up as well now. Okay, I'll look at that.
And while you're at it, you might as well put up A Ninja Pays Half My Rent.
Ah, does he?
Have you not seen that?
Yes, I have.
It's brilliant.
Not a bad little movie.
It's excellent. Yes. It's really funny.
Yep, so I'll dig that out and put that up as well for all of our wonderful listeners who haven't seen A Ninja Pays Half My Rent. So yes, thank you, Megan. Right. We'll watch The Ninja Kittens.
Yes, with joy.
But not in the cinema, because they're all shit.
Cinemas are shit.
We'll skip quickly past the next one, which was about the Serenity podcast we've been talking about. We haven't done it yet, but we will.
Yeah,
that was from Sonicry, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Donald. Okay, we'll get around to the Serenity podcast eventually.
Yes, it'll happen.
Let us sort out getting at least one podcast a week before we
do
that. Second.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right, on to the next one.
Swiftly on to Gimli. Yay.
Gimli.
Being second after Ned, who actually listened to this podcast, I thought I'd write an email. Ah, oh, thank you, Gimli. I enjoyed Jared's rant about cinemas. I too hate them. 30 minutes of ad, noisy, messy, etc. But I reserve this comment for UK cinemas only. As you well know, me always boring you to death with it, I have lived in Japan for 1 year, and cinema going there is great.
I thought he was there for longer than that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was there.
Well, I think his visa was legally for a year. I don't know.
So he was there for a year? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. He must have been there for a year. So, all cinemas are a standard 1,800 yen, £9, 12 euros. Whoa, expensive, I hear you cry. Yeah, a little.
Never said a word.
But I rarely paid this. Normally, tickets for movies are sold in advance for about 1,000 yen, which is £5 or 7 euros. So it's pretty
about
much
same
the same
as it is here.
It's about the same. Yeah. I paid more than that in London, but advanced tickets have no set date, so you can go any time. Well, that's good.
And so you can book a week in advance, but just turn up any day that you're free.
Yeah, it's the way it should be. Yeah, there is no advertising apart from the cinema's own, telling you how to book online, etc. The movie trailers amount to about 3 to 4 minutes, and the movie starts 10 minutes in, and so you miss the first 10 minutes of the movie. That's horrible.
Normal price.
And food and drink is normal price.
Normal price? Yeah, but what's the first 10 minutes of a movie in Japan? It's the Tokyo Tower being blown up, isn't it? Every time.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, if I ever go to Tokyo, I'm not going to visit that because I've just seen it be destroyed so many times.
Isn't that the end of Die Hard?
I've never, ever seen a Tokyo Tower in anything where it doesn't end up in rubble.
But the problem is if you miss
monsters, aliens.
if you miss the first 10 minutes, you miss which monster movie you're watching. Is it Godzilla? Or is it
Robert Smith? It's just Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I think he means there's only 10 minutes of ads.
I know he does.
Yeah.
And that's pretty damn good.
Although looking at his maths, there's 6 minutes of ads for the cinema, which I think is a bit excessive. Anyway.
Yep. Yep, it does. Yep. Your maths are off, yep. Jim.
Anyway.
Yeah, so he doesn't mind. So he says, "So I don't mind paying a little extra, so I can avoid ads, enjoy the movie, and not be put in some monkey cage with a screen." Yeah, I could imagine the Japanese audiences would be either exceedingly reserved or exceedingly loud.
Yes.
I can't imagine any middle ground annoyance.
Yeah.
Depends on the film, presumably.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So right. Thank you for that, Jim.
Yes. Cheers, Jim. Will.
Will Geiger.
Our regular writer, Will Geiger.
Regular writer, Will Geiger.
Yeah. He's written in sober. If I'm not allowed to say it sober.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, he took our advice and he's installed FreeBSD over his Ubuntu Boogaloo installation. You were right. FreeBSD is better than Linux.
Yes, it is.
Yes, but there was never any doubt.
Yeah, I'm gonna call up the pang of realism in there. I would rather run Oracle on Linux than FreeBSD.
Okay.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Because Oracle will run on Linux. Oracle will run on FreeBSD on the Linux emulation layer.
Hmm. You see, I'd rather run Microsoft Office in Windows than in Linux.
But this goes for anything. Depending on what you want to do with it, each operating system has its merits.
Exactly, that's my point.
So
on Oracle, in general, Linux.
In general, FreeBSD is better than Linux.
Unless you're an Oracle.
Unless you're running an Oracle server.
Yeah, exactly.
At which point,
you would have a single dedicated Oracle server in a mass of generalized FreeBSD servers with Cisco router connected to the outside world.
VMware in the middle of your FreeBSD server.
No. Oracle requires kernel tweaks and open file changes and loads of really low-level stuff before you can even install it. Then it needs a Java layer, and Java on FreeBSD isn't as good as Java on Linux, unfortunately. Neither of which is as good as Java on Sun Solaris, of course.
That's probably what I'd be running.
Oracle on Solaris. I would too, apart from... Yeah, Linux is just better than Solaris at a lot of things.
Yes, if it's a dedicated Oracle server, then it doesn't matter what else it can do, surely.
But at work, for instance, we have a development server that runs Oracle and LAMP and Tomcat on top of it.
Yeah.
It would be great if I could just take everything away and just make it a dedicated Oracle server, but I can't. So for that one, it has to be Linux.
Yeah.
There you go. So yes, FreeBSD is better than Linux, apart from when you need Linux.
Yes.
Indeed. Okay.
If you want to gratify yourself over some kind of Antarctic bird, then Linux is for you. But if you want to do anything else, then obviously FreeBSD.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ned's getting impatient.
Anyway. Yep. Ned and Sarah. And Sarah. Yes, Duncan.
Oh,
yes,
Sarah.
Yeah, we've had two people. Complaints that we haven't done an episode. That's really quite sad.
Yes. We've got one having withdrawal symptoms, and the other one wants suggestions on what to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start with the withdrawal symptoms. Sarah, if you're having withdrawal symptoms because we haven't done a spodcast, get a life.
Or a better drug. I mean,
anyway, yeah.
Find a more regular supplier.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yep. Thank you. If she's getting addicted to podcasts,
I have no idea who you are.
Stay away from drugs entirely. It'd be a bad move.
That'd be a nice mix.
No, because if you get that addicted to a spodcast, then anything with even a whiff of addictivity, be it legal stuff like your cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah, I would definitely say stay away from SimCity.
Oh, God, yes. The Sims.
Sims 2.
Stay away.
Oh, The Sims, God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
That's our advice.
Sarah Rush.
Yes, who is Sarah, by the way? I don't know who Sarah is.
Oh, I do.
Oh, there you go. I don't.
That's fair. Right.
So, suggestions on what to do with Ned.
Ned, in the meantime,
Sarah?
you may care to discuss my amazing life plan of quitting my job with no plans or anything to do. Suggestions.
I would first of all suggest growing your hair. Grow your hair, lose your job. It's what you do, isn't it?
I would also suggest putting a few inches on your waistline.
You can have some of mine.
Yep. Pizza, soft drinks with a lot of sugar, chocolate cake, all those sorts of things.
Beer.
How is this supposed to help him, you know...
Help him what?
Whatever
help?
He's wanting to do.
Who said anything about help?
He never asked us to help. He just asked for suggestions.
That's
I'd suggest
true.
Being unemployed and dying of malnutrition.
As opposed to putting on weight, losing a lot of weight and dying because of it.
Do both! Eat at McDonald's every day and do both, allegedly.
Supersize me!
Yeah, supersize yourself!
Have you heard about his new series?
What, 30 Days?
30 Days, yeah.
Didn't we discuss it on here, right at the beginning of the TV season?
Is that new?
We did. I've
just seen adverts for it on More4, I have no idea.
Ah, right.
I've
watched it due to the magic of BitTorrent.
Yes, I'm falling behind on that.
Yeah.
Time is,
well,
is a
you've
problem.
Got More4. You don't need BitTorrent anymore.
No, I don't.
It's great.
Channel 4 advertises More4. I haven't got More4.
Oh.
Anyway.
Because I've heard people gesticulating wildly over More4.
Yes.
And how wonderful
Ned.
It is that they start ER from episode 1 and show it every day.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, but it's basically E4 done again.
Yeah. But more!
Yeah.
It's like anyway. UK TV Gold, isn't it? But Channel 4 doing it, so it's
not like less
government sanctioned.
Anyway.
So
Ned,
yes, well, let's hear your
serious suggestion, Ned. Do a podcast.
Yeah.
Good grief. What a good idea.
You know, if you've got all this spare time and you haven't got any plans, you must be interested in something besides us.
Yeah, we'll even do guest appearances.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Come on this show.
Yeah, oh, let's have Ned as our next guest.
Will his wet string internet connection over in the Channel Islands be able to sustain anything like bandwidth?
I would have thought so. He might not be happy to pay for an hour's conversation.
Good.
But we could phone him. Yeah, if he sends me his phone number, we can Skype him in on a normal call.
Oh, fantastic.
Shouldn't cost too much for an hour.
I'm sure he has real internet.
Anyway.
He can do it from work before he quits.
Fantastic!
Brilliant.
Exact. Oh, yeah. We're podcasting on work time. Mr. Ned, you have to hand
bottles.
Your TPS report in. Shut up, I'm on my podcast. Fantastic.
Didn't you get the memo?
Okay. Enough with the dodgy suggestions that, you know... Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
Should we move on to something we actually...
Move to Thailand and become a ladyboy.
Didn't your brother do that?
Oh, I see. It's his brother now. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you all disappeared.
Where? No, we didn't.
You did.
No, we didn't.
When we listen to it, it'll have suddenly disappeared. And it'll be
Yeah.
All right, then.
I hear what goes on.
What's wrong with your power supply today, Stat? Are you in New York?
I am not. I am in an underprivileged, you know, I'm just on the outskirts of the affluent suburb of Guildford.
Yeah,
so you're obviously within viewing distance of a power station, so you've got a really dodgy power supply.
Actually, no.
like
further away from power station now than I ever have before.
Really?
And it's quite a freaky
that's
experience.
That's why you're
really.
Getting these brownouts.
Could be.
So what's the next item on our...
That was all of them.
Item is yours. Is yours.
Oh yeah.
If we're doing them in order.
Yep. I nearly didn't.
Just one thing to say.
Yes.
We're at half an hour already, so
I'll make it quick.
Let's
speed
things up a bit.
Should we stop for music?
We could do that now. Yes. Should we
do
that?
Yeah, let's stop the music now, and we'll come back to Jared.
Right. Music. It's my turn to choose the music.
Yay!
Oh yay!
Right. I'm going to ignore that.
I did.
Yeah. I want to introduce you lot to Matthew Ebel. That's Ebel.
Okay. Ebel.
E-B-E-B-E-L.
I came
across him on the podcast PodSafe Music Network. Then heard Adam Curry play him. Then heard Accident Hash play him. And basically, I'm hooked. He's got a new album coming out called Beer and Coffee. And if that title doesn't get you going, then nothing will.
So hang on a second.
Is that like the coffee-flavoured beer?
No, it's beer and coffee.
But you're playing a song after Adam Curry instead of before him for once.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That's different.
But I can't actually remember which one Adam played, because I don't know if it was this one.
Cool.
Anyway, so yes, we'll link to it. You can pre-order the album on his website, which I have. It's really cheap, £7, or €12, I think it is, €14. I think it's worth getting. It sounds, the few tracks I've heard from it sound fantastic. I'm going to try and be clever again and talk over the intro. Lap. Yeah, it worked last time quite well. So,
excellent.
You know, and it's quite long.
Well, the intro or the song?
The intro. Well, the song's not exactly short. But here we go. This is called Trees. Kind of reminds me of Chris de Burgh, sort of, storytelling type thing.
It's not like Rush.
A veil of ultimate smoothness.
No.
Didn't Rush do a song
but,
called Trees?
Here it is. So, enjoy.
Could write about the trees, 'cause that's what deep people do. I'd really write about the world of wars and bars, perhaps a girl with words and be a forest all the way through. I compare the dancing of the leaves so graceful, high above the lovely dairy grounds, to the Middle East or, well, whatever. I guess I'm not as deep as all the poets in the coffee house downtown. Trees to sound like they recycle, but they all drive an SUV. I can't write to save the trees, 'cause I've been trying, but my congressman just won't listen to me. I'm so deep, why was I so ashamed? cows. How do people get so deep? Why was I short shamed? See, the more I try, the more I try, the more I try. How do people get so deep? Why was I short shamed? See, the more I try to write, the more I think I'm strange.
So that was Matthew Ebel.
It wasn't Rush at all.
All the strangers.
Rush.
Yes. Well,
yes.
For instance,
you just said that so you could link to it.
Yeah, because the lyrics are just so funny.
Yeah. Well.
They are.
So yes, Matthew Ebel.
Link to him.
Please, 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 definitely. Please go and buy the album, and tell him that we sent you.
Yes. Tell everybody that we sent you. It doesn't matter if we did or didn't.
Yeah,
next time we go somewhere, say
next
we
time,
sent you.
Next time you go to the bank to pay it in, say, oh yeah, Spodcast sent me.
We should get little cards made up. Little cards made up that people can throw around in clubs and stuff.
Yeah. Spodcast.
Yeah, anyway.
Moving swiftly on as we...
At Spodcast.org.
Curiously, on my Skype, Elliot is apparently asleep.
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, but that's because
that's
he
fine.
Would have put his Skypey to say, I am away, don't talk to me.
No,
would
I
he?
Didn't. It's done it all by itself.
Cool.
Yeah, well, you're
fair
away,
enough.
Apparently. Right.
Yeah, right. We'll talk about your thing, then.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about. What's this about?
It's Star Wars.
Well, I know what it's about. It says it there, but...
Well, yeah.
what about it? It's
is
been
it
gone.
About the exhibition
It's
thing?
About several things. I very nearly didn't podcast tonight because my Episode 3 DVD arrived.
Ooh.
Which is the good one of the...
Nice to see you've got
the
your
good one
right.
of the episodes lower than four.
Yes. Episode one was, well, yeah,
rubbish.
We know what it was. Episode two was okay, with
no,
some serious faults. And episode three was a good film.
It was, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Because nothing happens in one and two. One and two set the thing off. They don't do anything.
Yep.
Anyway.
But episode three, the good non-original Star Wars movie, needs seeing if you... Well, you've seen it. Everyone's going to have seen it. But yes, I nearly didn't get it because I wanted to watch the DVD. And the other thing was...
I bet we get an email that says, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well...
Probably from the same person that's never seen Lord of the Rings.
My sister and
someone
you,
in the world who's not seen Lord of the Rings.
You know who you are.
My sister-in-law has never seen Star Wars movies. We had two points. We went to a... Okay.
Thou shittest me.
Okay. My girlfriend has seen Star Wars as much as I have. To put it nicely, we've both seen Star
Hang
Wars
on, let's
time.
Let's go back a minute or two.
Yes.
Your sister-in-law?
Well, sister-in-law-ish. The
okay.
wife of my girlfriend of 13 years' his brother.
Sorry, I just wasn't sure if you were telling us something without actually telling
oh,
us. That, you know,
no,
just...
no.
No, okay. Move on.
Yes, so she's never seen it, but her brother is my girlfriend's brother is a huge, huge Star Wars fan, much like everyone else I seem to know. And he had to explain...
Not
to
saying
his wife,
all your friends are geeks or anything.
No, he had to explain to his wife what we were looking at when we were in the exhibition. Because there was a huge
incredible.
Star Wars expo. Oh yeah, but she's cool in other ways. Apart from she hasn't seen all the Star Wars. She watched one of them and fell asleep during it or something. I can't remember.
That's impressive.
It's episode three.
Wow.
Went to the cinema and slept at the beginning. Saw the beginning and the end, but missed the middle. Yeah.
Why would anyone pay €7 to go to sleep?
Because it's
anyway.
A nice dark room.
Okay.
Not so much, but yeah.
I've got one of those at home.
Yep. Or maybe it was at home. Anyway, yes.
Anyway,
there was
yes.
this Star Wars expo that's recently arrived at Parc de la Villette in Paris. And they have... we went there on my birthday last Wednesday, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all went to see it. They have the original Han Solo in carbonite, original Darth Vader outfits, a pod racer or three,
Yoda,
all the outfits.
The Yoda.
Pardon? The Yoda.
The Yoda?
The Yoda.
Cool.
The actual puppet used
the
in...
proper
yeah.
Yoda, not
yeah.
the silly CGI one that
yeah.
does acrobatics.
Well, obviously.
Real Yoda.
I mean, you know, the, Star Wars isn't gorillas. They can't have 3D people.
Two Wookiees, Stormtrooper, original drawings, absolutely incredible amount of stuff there.
Life-size Stormtrooper from Sharper Image?
The real, actual, real thing. You know, the real cool. Darth Vader outfits, the real R2-D2 and C-3PO. Everything oh there. Oh my! Oh no! I'm not really gay! Oh no! Human cyborg relations! Yeah. And it was an absolutely amazing, amazing thing.
I've always loved the fact that Darth Vader actually was a big black man.
The voice was. Inside, it was a green cross man.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you would cross the road, probably, wouldn't you?
No, you'd leg it. Traffic buggered, you'd just leg it, wouldn't you?
I'm crossing! Yeah. But yes...
He'd grab you with his mind.
If you are a Star Wars fan, I advise that you get the Eurostar, or any form of transport, to Paris to go to this expo. It's running from October till August next year, so there's no rush.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge deal. I'll put photos up because I took loads. They allow flash photography. Everything. No problems at all.
That's surprising.
I know. And they've got actual storyboards, the pencils, concept
sketches. Who's running it? Who owns the exhibit?
I believe that would be George Lucas.
One would imagine.
So he's actually running it?
I think...
You don't know.
I don't know. He wouldn't have any need to run it. He would just let people do it for
him.
Well,
yeah, but what I mean is who's donated them, because allowing pictures to be taken of them is quite a major,
it's
most
LucasArtsy, isn't it?
Not really. Remember, George Lucas allows you to do fan edits of the Star Wars movies.
Like Pink
Does
Five.
He?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
He won't sue you if you edit Star Wars down into a 3-minute comedy.
Cool.
He's.
There's a project for someone.
And also, don't forget, he's not in the MPAA.
Ah.
No.
He's
independent.
He's independent, in spite of the fact that he's one of the richest,
richest filmmakers in the world. Yeah.
Isn't
the MPAA? Let's be honest.
Don't need the MPAA.
Yeah. No, people are less honest. More machine now than man. Twisted and evil.
Yeah. Is Peter Jackson independent, or does he? No, I think he was New Line, wasn't he, when he did Lord of the Rings?
Yes, New.
Yeah, wasn't independent. Yeah, so I would honestly, if you're a serious Star Wars fan, it's apparently better than the one they had up in Edinburgh. Not that I saw that, but my brother-in-law did.
I didn't even know they had.
Well, yeah, apparently they have lots of stuff there. Yeah. But this is just, when I put the pictures up, you'll see them and you'll go, ooh!
Ooh!
It was like being in Geek Heaven, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep. So that's all I've got to say about that. Get on the Eurostar and go and see it if you like Star Wars.
Or the plane if you're not somewhere that has a Eurostar.
And if you need somewhere
connection.
To stay, Jared does a nice room in exchange for G5s.
Yeah, preferably dual 2 gigahertz G5s.
Oh no, I've already got one of those.
Oh yes,
and ideally dropped off somewhere in Woking and somewhere in Nottingham before you go to Paris.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah, wasn't this about the Intel PowerBooks possibly being out early next year? Anyway, I'll come back to that one. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Quarter one or quarter two, 2006. So that's me going to have to say that.
Shall we let Elliot have his phone moment?
I just had to drop that one in.
Okay. As it were.
My what?
Your porn moment.
Oh, yes, the new Make Me a Star series.
Yeah.
One of those gaming show type things.
Any funny noises, I'll be in there with my nightstick.
Yeah. Leave your nightstick out.
Stats full of the quotes tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yes.
Jenna Jameson is doing a new series on the Playboy channel or something. I forget. I don't know. It's not something I get. But I've managed to snag a copy of the episode just to see what it was all about.
Is that through the magic of BitTorrent by any chance?
You might have been. Because Jenna Jameson is, in fact, a bit of a household legend.
We're so going to get sued one day.
Yep.
By
the MPAA.
Anyone who cares.
By everybody. Yeah.
Jack Thompson,
probably. Bring it on. Doesn't he have to be a lawyer before we can do that? Sorry. No.
Anyway, that's the next bit. Get on with this bit first.
So she's got this new series where there's five hopeful new starlets, and they all have to perform in a porn-like manner, and it's an astounding piece of television.
It's called American Sex Star.
Something like that, yeah.
AmericanSexStar.com. And the winner wins a contract for Club
Jenner. With Club Jenner?
Yeah, which apparently has some prestige in the industry.
Just a lot, yeah. It's Jenna Jameson's porn label.
I can't believe I'm going to link to this.
Well, that's just...
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you're clicking on these links, right, don't be at work.
Oh, yeah, this is so... unwork safe, it's not even
it is funny.
I'm just going to check my terms and conditions to make sure we're not about to break them.
You do.
Yeah, you do that.
Meanwhile, we'll look at the pictures.
And and if it is actually against the terms and conditions, can we just link to a Google search of it so that people can find their own links?
Yep.
So
astounding piece of television.
We need to mark this episode as explicit in the feed.
Fair enough. Does that mean I'm allowed to say fuck?
Did it ever stop?
I was going to say.
Yeah, the judges on American Sex Star. There's someone I've never heard of called Jim Powers. But the other two I've heard of, one being Christy Canyon, and the other being Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy is an absolute star. He really is.
Is the Powers man related to Stephanie Powers?
Do you know, I think he isn't.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't think...
I thought there was possible connection there.
Oh, good call.
I'm famous because I know her.
Ah.
Or something.
Powers Booth, maybe? Oh, no, that's the wrong way around. But yes.
Emily Booth?
I thought...
No, sorry.
I thought that it was... Jenna Jameson isn't a natural... live TV
anything
yet.
No, she's not a terribly good TV presenter, but she's certainly not camera shy.
No.
Yeah. If I may say. But no, Ron Jeremy is just an absolute god. I mean, he really is an all-round nice guy by all accounts.
Yep.
And it seriously comes across in the TV show that he is a nice guy.
Doesn't come across the other in one, most TV shows
because the other one so isn't.
Yeah. The other guy doesn't seem very... But yes, if you're into Make Me a Star kind of shows, I think that's one to keep your eye on.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I have not finished watching it yet.
Did you get to Ron Jeremy's fantastic joke?
That's what happens when you watch it in slow-mo. You say,
no, I didn't care. I watched it...
Damn that pause button.
I watched it to the point where the first girl walked down after Jenner introduced them and they introduced the judges and everything. And I had to go and make myself a
have a lie down. Yeah, Ron Jeremy's fantastic joke from the episode was something along the lines of, what was it? What's the square root of 69? 8 something.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay. It's brilliant.
Okay, yeah, that's
so there good. You go. If you can get hold of a copy of that and watch it legally in your country, then do it. It's an absolute riot.
As long as you're not
offended
by sex.
And if you can't watch it legally
sex.
In your country, go on holiday.
Yeah.
Or watch it illegally through the magic of BitTorrent? No, we can't.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be.
No,
I don't think you'd
be
legally.
We can't advocate that.
We can't. I don't think you'd be legally allowed to watch it in this country, actually, or sell it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, since the next thing is Elliot as well, shall we jump to the last one and then go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fine by me.
The next one is. Off Will Shipley's blog. We've mentioned Will Shipley a couple of times before on this podcast, I believe.
Yeah.
And the latest thing in his blog is wine. I'll read the beginning and then You have to go to the actual site to read the rest of it.
Should we just explain why Windows is not... Wine is not an emulator. Yep.
It's a DLL emulation of Windows.
It's a compatibility layer.
It's a Linux thing.
Yep. Yes. In a few months, Apple's going to start selling machines with Intel chips in them. This isn't news, but I'd like to point out some things as we get closer. Then he goes on and says lots of interesting stuff. And then he calls for a programmer to write Wine for OS X. Wine is, for those of you who don't know, it's an application on Linux that allows you to run Windows applications on Linux without running Windows.
Without needing to port the application.
Yep. And because
what you're doing is you're porting the structure that the application runs in.
Yeah. And when OS X runs on the Intel, you will be able to run Wine as an application layer, which will give you Windows applications running without Windows on OS X without needing to reboot into Windows.
And bring it on.
Yeah, and he's put out the call to say, okay, application developers, if you want to do something, if you want to get noticed, make Wine. Write Wine. And he's
make
absolutely
Wine
right.
Work.
Yeah, make Wine work on OS X. And I don't think it's actually going to be that difficult if you know how to do OS X stuff.
It's donkey work. It's a lot of donkey work.
But most of it's been done.
All of it needs doing properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the thing
is. And it all needs to work together.
But whoever does it will be...
Basically, you'll be like Jesus. You'll be turning cocoa into wine.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, dear.
Carbon into wine would be more impressive.
Somebody needed to say it, sorry.
And it was you. It had to be you, didn't it?
It had to be me.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it's... the kind of thing that I reckon, and I've always said this within the last version, when Microsoft bought Virtual PC, they bought it so they could sell someone with one computer two licenses of Windows. Very clever. Very, very clever. But they also, and it's also how they can sell Windows to Mac users, they can write Virtual PC without the emulation now on OS X.
Yeah, because they don't need to emulate the architecture.
PC. Yep, they can just write it and it'll be the same as Virtual PC on Windows.
Well, when I finished reading this I Invite You to Wine, my first thought was, yeah, Microsoft want to be the ones doing that.
No, they don't. It will bury Windows.
Because...
Windows makes them all their money.
You could argue that it is going to bury Windows, so... you would so want to be the person to do it if you were Microsoft, because that way you get to survive after Windows has been buried.
But would you put the effort into that, or would you bet on the likelihood that it's not going to work for many, many years?
They would bet on Virtual PC and sell you another copy of Windows. They have to. It's what they've already decided to do. They've done it on the Windows architecture. Virtual PC, you can now run. They're angling it to say, well, yes, you can now run virtual machines on your Windows servers. You can now have three Windows server licenses on one server.
Hang on, that's a little unfair. They've come out with a new licensing model for virtual machines.
Oh, really?
Which does make it a lot cheaper. Yeah.
So you only pay partial licenses, one for the server plus little server licenses.
Still,
a very good idea from their part. Selling multiple Windows licenses per machine.
That would be no different to Apple doing the same thing. If Apple came out with an emulation system for OS X, then they'd be able to do the same thing.
But they
and I bet you wouldn't be saying, "Oh yeah, but you're charging us several times for a license that we only need once."
But the thing is with Windows is it's a separate copy of Windows. And if it were Wine, it's not.
And it would be for OS X. No. I was trying to say that if Apple were to release a virtual PC equivalent for OS X, you would say, why are you charging us for the OS X copy that runs in the virtual machine? Don't ever go at Microsoft for that. That's a perfectly reasonable thing for them to do.
I was applauding them for finding a way to sell you more than one copy of Windows per machine, to be honest.
Okay, didn't come across that way.
No, because they managed to... That's why they bought virtual PC, so they could sell Mac users licenses of Windows. It's absolute genius.
Well, I'd disagree with that being the reason, but okay. I think they actually bought it so they could come out with virtual server, which is what they've done. That's what the reason behind buying virtual PC was.
Yeah, because even
they did
if
it for the
else,
emulation technology.
Yeah, because if anybody else wrote virtual PC, Microsoft still sold the Windows license. So they didn't actually gain by having it in-house, apart from the server architecture. And they could very well just do that for OS X. But I think Wine would be easier.
I think that Wine would be preferable.
Okay, happily my power just went again. Back in a sec, again. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
okay, we're back. Yep.
What happened there?
Twice in one night. At the same thing as last time.
Oh, marvellous. Well, the next time it happens, your power's going down.
Well, I think I need to take the router apart and put a bigger capacitor in or something. Yeah.
What you wanted to do is reverse the polarity of the flux capacitor.
Yep.
Yeah.
That fixes everything.
It does, it really does.
Oh, damn, I forgot the partial wireframe switch.
Right.
That's what it was.
You didn't turn on partial wireframe mode. Ah, well.
Need to turn it off.
Yeah. Toggle.
Toggle partial wireframe
mode. Toggle it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we've decided.
How far have we got in our wine?
I can't remember.
Oh, well.
Let's move on, then.
I think it's a great idea.
Someone should get on with it.
And if you are a programmer who wants to be the next big thing in the world, start Wine now.
And if you're a programmer...
Or better still, have already started.
Yeah, just read that article. It's a great piece of work. Will Shipley's an interesting writer, blah, 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 blah. Read it.
Yeah, what the hell is extreme gardening?
Deserts. It's growing aubergines in the desert.
Big aubergines.
Yep, in the desert.
Massive. Fuck off aubergines.
Yeah, I think it's going to be monster marrows in the desert. But he's in Seattle, Washington, so no idea.
So it can't be in the desert.
Maybe he just grows.
He's about as near the desert as I am.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Yeah. So, my last bit.
The last point of the night.
My wrapping up closing statement. You know that there Jack Thompson?
I may have heard of him.
We've mentioned him a few times.
I was just saying he's the white-haired, wigged, besuited, cardboard,
media
plastic
whore.
Lawyer.
Yeah, media whore. He's withdrawn from...
So it sounded like a judge there for a second.
He's withdrawn from the Grand Theft Auto lawsuit.
Yay!
After the judge threatened to have him disbarred for violating legal ethics. You wanker!
Yeah.
So basically, he is this week's Leroy Jenkins.
You've got to love that judge.
I'd love to be that judge. You, sir, stop being a twat or I'll disbar you.
Yeah, but imagine, of all the places to be like, have your license to practice law revoked, it's the state of Alabama.
Oh, dear.
I mean, just whoa.
Oh, dear.
So,
oh, woe
what,
is
did
me.
They, what on earth did they do?
What did
Jack Thompson
do?
Now, at what point did
he behaved like an arse on the internet?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, that was it.
And he now says that it was his idea to withdraw.
Yeah,
of course it was. It was his idea to withdraw before he got disbarred.
And the actual case is about to follow him as the judge stands up and says, First Amendment... Freedom of speech. It applies to computer games as much as everything else. Bye. He's been punched in the face. He's noticed the ship's about to sink and he's jumped off.
Yes. Well, there's that.
Sorry? No, go on. There's something else I want to talk about that I'd forgotten about, but we'll come on to it in a second.
Well, I'm about to just mention the Vatican saying Darwinism, stop ignoring it, it's science, it works. The Vatican is telling the intelligent design people to shut up.
What is the world
the
coming to?
Vatican is saying, look, just leave Darwin alone, guys.
I refuse to comment on the Catholic Church.
You would know.
I have connections.
Yes, we know, the big mafia.
Oh no, I think we can safely say the Catholic Church are right.
Yeah.
They
we're standing in the corner of God here.
we're
on a divine mission.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission from God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when the Vatican starts going against your Christian point of view, it's time to redress your point of view and say, oh, okay, maybe we're wrong about this. Or maybe Galileo shouldn't have been excommunicated as well.
I mean, on this, if anyone's watching the latest series of The West Wing,
yes,
they will have seen the episode where they talk about this stuff. And Santos is, or Santos, however you want to pronounce it, his explanation of it is the best I've come across. It's, you know, intelligent design is more of a theory than evolution.
Yep.
Therefore, it should not be taught in schools, because evolution is backed up by scientific facts. Intelligent design is not.
And if they have intelligent design, I want flying spaghetti monsterism as well.
The thing is that scientific fact has absolutely nothing to do with faith.
Yep.
I mean, you could say, if you're one of the intelligent design people, that maybe evolution is part of that intelligent design.
Ah, yes, but
evolution happens by God's will. Faith is not
that
sure at all.
That's the Vatican's point of view. Darwin's right.
Well, damned right for them to say that.
Yep.
On that, there is an argument to be had that even the scientific fact requires faith of some sort. You have to have faith that the science is, you know.
Yeah, because every theory is based on another theory.
You know,
apart from the fact that scientific proof is based on repeatable stuff, and that's the difference.
Yeah, but when you come down to it,
more or less.
When you come down to it, we know nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. I know that the sun will rise tomorrow.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You assume it will because it has done for the last God knows how long.
It will do tomorrow.
No,
you don't
know that, Jared. That's faith.
No, that's faith.
Yes, that is faith.
No, it's statistics.
Yes, it's not faith.
It may be faith, but it's faith in statistics.
It's repeatable.
Well, you're faith on mistake.
you are placing faith in statistics.
Because, I mean, if you get down to the point of existentialism where nothing exists, it's all absurd.
Oh, well, existentialists can go fuck off and eat their baguette, I'm sorry, but
it's all in my head, you know.
Okay.
What was it I heard the other day on the radio? I think, therefore, I'm single. Right. I wanted to make a quick note of the Sony rootkit issue.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Because it's something that's been quite huge in the last week, and I think we need to make mention of it.
Yep.
Sony has started using a digital rights management thing from a company called First 4 Internet. I can't remember what the thing's called. But basically,
Ares.
A guy from Sys Internals. Hey? Ares, that's it.
Because they're not declaring war.
No, the guy from Sys Internals, Mark Rushinovich.
Dr.
Rushinovich, how you pronounce it?
His name is.
Okay. He basically, obviously, they create lots of utilities. If you haven't been to the Sys Internals site, please do. It's very, very nice. They create lots of utilities for looking deep into your system. Talking computers here. And he found some very, very strange things going on his system. And he tracked it back to a CD that published by Sony. I can't remember who it was.
It was something I wouldn't have admitted to having owned, I tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. But either way, he'd basically used this CD in his PC, and it had fired up its own media player, and it wouldn't let him play what was on the CD in anything else. But it appears that this media player thing had actually installed what is quite accurately described as a rootkit. It makes changes to the way the system accesses... Yeah, it changes the way the system accesses your CD-ROM drive so that it can block access to this to their CDs. When he tried to remove it, the CD-ROM drive dropped off his system completely and basically caused huge, huge problems. And he's been looking further into it and been talking to Sony to try and get an uninstaller. And you have to jump through so many hoops to get the uninstaller that he's obviously quite pissed off. And basically, that's it. I mean, you know, why do they think they can get away with this crap?
Well, I think the short answer is they shouldn't be allowed to.
Technically, it's illegal what they're doing.
There's no EULA, is there?
Yes, there is. I bet there is. It doesn't mention some of the things it does, though. For example, it goes off to the Sony site when you run it to check to see if there's new artwork for the album you've got. No mention of that in the EULA.
Yep.
Ooh.
The album, Van Zandt, by the way. Never heard of him.
The question I have, and you know, there's two bizarre things. Is one, do they have permission from Microsoft to patch Microsoft's drivers? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because surely that's a DCMA violation.
Okay, that's number one. What's number two?
Number two, I can't remember who made this, but Bill Thompson, guy I can't stand, but he actually had something decent to say. Uh-huh. Basically said, if I'd bought this album and it wouldn't let me play it on my PC the way I want to play it, I would have no qualms about going off to BitTorrent and downloading the thing.
Yeah.
Yep. And technically, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
You should be.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. But basically, what you should be able to do is send it back because it's not fit to purpose.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is because the EULA tells you that you can only play it using the software.
What it made me think of is
use a Mac.
Hold down the shift.
Exactly.
Hold down the shift key when you put the CD in. It plays perfectly well like an audio CD. You can rip it out.
Mum says. What it made me think
if you hold down the shift key,
Obscene
the
Publications Act.
Yeah. Sorry?
What it made me think of was the Obscene Publications Act.
I'm not going to define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
No, because the way it happens, the way it works is that things in a soft cover have different rules to things in hard covers.
So
you're allowed to buy artistic pictures in a hardback in a bookshop, whereas if it was in a softback, it would be pornography.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And the parallel is, if you can afford a Macintosh, you are not bound by the same laws as everybody else.
I like it. That hardback softback thing, I'm sure, is associated with the cost of doing it.
It's the kind of people, it's mainstream, and the smaller hardback market for the upper classes.
Yep.
It's a class division.
Just like the Mac.
Well,
allegedly. Because, okay. Of course, you've got your Penguin Facts out there as well.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Linux kids who run...
In fact, I own two Macs. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm highly classy?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey. Right, twice as classy as the next Mac.
Lord Stutt.
but Lord Stutt of Stuttshire, did you read about the people using the rootkit now to hide?
To hide
bots on World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
hiding them. From
yeah, that was it, wasn't it?
It uses an internal Windows feature that lets you hide things from the system.
So basically, people are now using it to backdoor.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It has to be said, anyone who wastes time in World of Warcraft deserves everything they get. Do you know how much money
that company
has?
That's another contender for this week's Leroy Jenkins Award, quite appropriately.
However, I would like to pull up, why is it being described as a rootkit?
It's being described as a rootkit because it uses techniques The article says normally reserved for rootkits and viruses and so on, but it's not a rootkit, but it makes it does things to hide itself from the user. For example, the service that it creates has a name that is designed to make it look like part of Windows.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't put itself in the add remove programs, or rather it does, but it hides
it. It looks like a Trojan.
It basically does things just to make sure the user, well, to try and avoid the user finding out it's there. Yeah. So
it's more rootkit than Trojan.
Sony's response to that would most likely be, well, the less the user knows about it, the more user-friendly
exactly.
it is.
And,
bugger
yeah.
that.
Sorry, but we know this from...
But, I mean, there's,
what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
But, I mean, Mark... Rusinovich. Got his surname, but whatever. Thank you. Makes a very valid point that what the thing actually does, because it's dealing with such a low level of Windows, has a very real potential for blue screen in your system.
And also blue screen in safe mode, I believe, is the big issue.
Yes. If you know XP at all, it is bloody hard to get it to do that now. you know, you have to be going down to this level. So, I'm, you know...
Their DRM can blue screen your Windows in safe mode before you can remove it. It's really, really ridiculous.
Yeah.
And of course, an Italian civil rights organisation has filed a legal complaint against Sony.
So there's the CEO of Sony waking up with a horse's head in his bed. Then.
Yeah, that's exactly my thought.
There's other bizarre things. let's just look at this, okay? The First Four Internet, that's the company that makes the DRM kit that they use, said that the answer to uninstalling it is to install Service Pack 2 of the DRM components.
Yep.
What that actually does is remove the cloaking,
yep.
okay, which is what you need to do to be able to remove it safely. But at the same time, it updates all the DRM components with the latest versions. So this download that you need to have to remove this thing... It's 3.5 meg. When the bit that you actually want, if you want to uninstall it, is a single command you can execute at the command line.
And
it's
bearing
bizarre.
In mind what else they've done to your system, would you trust them with an executable?
No.
Because I know I wouldn't.
And
but then again, your average user will click on something that says "free porn here." Just run the executable.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfectly acceptable.
Anyway, we need...
Okay, remind me never to copy anything off your
system
again.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah, you really so don't want it.
We need to wrap up. It's late.
We do.
We've been well over the hour, I believe.
With 1 hour 13.
Yeah, but how much of that has been offline?
No, I paused it.
Ah.
I told the good people listening that problems had occurred.
Right.
Oh, right, so we've got Stutz 2 cents within the episode.
That's nice.
Lord Stutz 2 cents.
Oh, yes, I can do that now, can't I?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm off to have my dinner
stuff.
Then.
Okay, and big props to Dr. Mark Rusinovich for being so damn clever.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Righto.
Well, see you, Ned. Good luck.
Bye, Jimby.
Hang on, I've got to have music ready if you're going to do that.
All right, then. We'll wait.
Anyway. Right, I'm there. Let's try it again.
Bye.
Try one. Bye. See you.
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
But why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
Okay, they're gone. Exciting, isn't it? Anyway. I don't really have anything to say this week. I think we covered it all. So, yeah. Exciting, isn't it? That's my pen. It's got, like, this maze thing inside it. It's cool. I've just realised when I'm talking on this thing, I stutter. Living up to the name, I suppose. Anyway.
Boom, 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 boom. Balloon. Right. Can't find the thing I've got to click. Dum 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 dum. Boom, boom. Well, that was a curious thing. Are podcasts pod safe? Curiosity. Can we play someone else's podcast? Can they play ours? I'm boring myself now. So I'm going to go.